Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your...
Well, hello there.
Hello.
It's 601 on the West Coast. 801 for you. 901 for the East Coast. I got an email from someone in London, which is about 8 hours ahead of us. About 8 hours ahead. So it's like 2 in the morning. What's up over there?
Cold.
That's it, huh? Cold?
Yeah, cold. Leaves are falling down, making a mess, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this is gonna be. I don't feel too good today, but I got a bad headache, so I don't think we're gonna be out long.
Okay. Whatever you want to do, that's fine.
Yeah, no. Just got a bad headache. Feels like somebody's tapped me in the back of the head with a hammer.
Oh, so you have felt that before. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't sound...
No,
you don't sound like,
huh?
You don't sound too good either.
No, that's the tail end of the cold I've had since...
Mm.
It was actually worse after what Jonathan had his surgery, but it's just that damn yuck that I can't get rid of no matter what I'm doing, so.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But maybe if we had wonderful weather like you, I wouldn't be like that.
You know? When I was looking at my ticket to go home, or looking at my lease to stay here, lease agreement won. That was almost 30 years ago.
I know.
Actually, 31. What else is going on? Nothing.
Well. You know, they're going to be starting soon the medical marijuana. You know, I think they've already got stores in place or, you know, storefronts, whatever, that'll be distributing. The only thing is I don't think they can get it yet. So that's on that one. I did read an article. There is a stepdad that was annoyed because the stepson wanted to get a pack of cigarettes and the stepdad said no. So the kid goes and grabs, jumps in the guy's vehicle. And where the police had pulled the kid over, they wanted him to shut the engine off and he refused and they shot him dead.
Yeah,
I bet that man's going to feel... You know, like an ass for the rest of his days.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But what else is new? Yeah.
What? 30,000 people checked out the show today.
That's a lot. Congratulations.
Yeah. A lot of West Coast.
Yeah. Oh, out of the West Coast? Cool.
Yeah, out of the West Coast.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, how you could tell in regards to, you know, who views it or where they're from or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had some people send me some comments about giving more shoes.
Yeah. Well, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I start collecting these. I got to figure out where I'm going to put them for now.
You don't have them in your garage?
No.
Well, could you get, like, a small storage space for now?
No, I got it. I just got to talk to one person first.
Right.
But it should be no problem.
Well, like I said, it's a great cause, you know, and great outcome comes out of it in the long run. And a lot of sides, you know, a good benefit. So, you know, what's there not hard to do in regards to collecting shoes?
Yeah.
I think this should be done every year. I think it could, you know, really...
It could, well, it's not, you just have to be every year. We can keep it going as long as we get the shoes.
People for pickups and that. Oh, yeah.
Well, I talked to that guy. He said if I had more shoes, they would send a truck.
Wow.
So he was like, I was like pretty stoked when he said that. Then I talked to a woman sailor today about getting some more shoes. And she said she had a friend of a friend and a friend. They heard about that, but they didn't know where to take the shoes. Put the flyer up on the ship.
Well, you know, the thing is, if there were more places for a pickup, I think, my thought, it could have been a lot bigger. Meaning, if there were other places other than just, you know, in California, if there were different states involved, I think it would have been really huge and still going strong. You know, which, I mean, it is. It's still going. But like I said, if there were other drop-off points in different states, I think that would help too.
That's true. They,
so.
Huh?
I was just going to say, so.
I was thinking about more conversation I had today. But, yeah, I had guys show up with two bags of shoes yesterday. So I had to hide them somewhere until I could have to drive the car and pick them up.
Right.
They won't fit in the saddlebag. It's like 25 pairs of shoes in each bag. It's those big long, green, long bags.
Right. You mean your leaf bags are green out there? Huh.
Oh, yeah. Why? What are
they
blue?
They got brown paper ones here.
Yeah,
but, I mean, if you have a yard waste can, you can use that. But, you know.
No, the colors are the strengths, I think.
Yeah. Or you can just go to your, like, local Menards or something, get contractor bags.
Yeah, out here it'd be Home Depot or Lowe's.
Oh, okay.
And then a lot of people asked me if Bill and I were going to the Rocky Point Rally, which is in Mexico. November 7th through the 10th. It's Puerto Penasco, Sonora. It's right on the Sea of Cortez.
And what kind of event is that for?
Just a ride to the, it's like just a ride.
Okay, just, that's cool.
The flyer says it's the greatest motorcycle fiesta south of the border.
And is there normally a large turnout for that?
Yeah, it's getting bigger every year. Last year was over 10,000.
Damn. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have big ones like everywhere or only in certain states, probably because of the riding weather, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's I heard it might rain this weekend over there, though, too, so who knows.
Yeah.
We're
supposed to get a little bit of sleet on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, I think it's about 300 miles one way.
Miles.
Yeah, you would leave today and come back Sunday or Monday. Since Monday is a holiday.
What is that?
Veterans Day. So remember to think of that.
Oh, I think all vets that I meet or talk to. And no, that's just how it is. I have no problem thinking of that.
Yeah, and then, what is it? Apple, I think it's Applebee's. They still give out the free dinner.
You got a free dinner from Applebee's?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, for the vets. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or active duty, either one.
Right. No, because I was going to say, I didn't know that anybody could get a free meal.
Yeah.
Okay. When I'm done being blind, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Nah, it's just a lot of crazy shit.
Of course.
Yeah, I have to go to, I gotta work Saturday. And when I get done with work, I gotta ride 100 miles north to go to, the guys from Unknown Industries that are having a little party out on the reservation. So that means we'll be seeing a lot of. They'll be doing a lot of wheelies.
Cool, because you'll be on a reservation.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen anything by Unknown Industries, it's unknownindustries.com. There's some pretty cool videos on there.
I'll have to check it out. Or send me the link. I'll check it out. Now, is that an actual Indian reservation or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true Indian reservation. That's the one where we go all the time.
Wow. I've been on some before. I didn't know what was out your way.
Well, they're not in teepees, and they're not cooking outside, but pretty close. The way the government treats them is pretty close.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like a lot of people don't realize when they ride the Sturgis every year that Pine Ridge is the poorest. I mean, they're poor. It's the most hideous res to go to.
Yeah, it's this is it's like a. Well, if you haven't, like I said, if you haven't seen it, it's Unknown Industries, or you could type in Harley Wheelies on YouTube, and they'll pop up.
Okay.
But they got a good program over there. They just finished the summer. They were just all over. Those were the guys that were out in front of Rusty's shop when he had that open house when the cops came.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were doing wheelies in the over the overpass at the top of the freeway about half a block from the shop.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, every once in a while you see what them clowns did in New York out here.
Oh, I bet.
Not jacking up a car, but stopping the cars on the freeway to start doing wheelies and stupid shit and tricks. You know, they wonder why. Then they wonder why they get fucked with. I know why they fuck with me because I bust their balls. But you don't have to. My head's pounding. I think I'm gonna see everybody Tuesday, but yeah, I gotta go lay down.
No, that's okay. It's understandable. Get rid of that headache. Then we will talk on Tuesday, and if there is something you want to do, just let me know ahead of time.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that probably over the weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you have a great night. Get rid of that headache and enjoy your day tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you later.
And then weekend. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.